But that's where we evangelicals go wrong. We actually put more focus on our faith than what he has already done. And I know some of you might be thinking, you know what, you're flogging a dead horse here. Got it. I'm like, I don't know if we've got it. I really don't. This is such a significant thing. I think that when we fully understand that it really is, that Jesus is the centerpiece, that his work that he has already done on our behalf is the main point. That when we begin to understand all that he's done and we live out of his faithfulness, we can't help but experience rest. Yes, we still pray, but it now comes from a different place, not me trying to make something happen. It's actually just praying, living, reading scripture, being discipling others out of now a place of rest, rather out of a place of, it's up to me, I've got to make this happen. I think this is the crux, this is the crux of Galatians. Paul is this Pharisee of Pharisees. It was all about him to do all the work. And he discovered Christ. And when he discovered Christ, he was just completely blown away. It was now he understood all about Jesus. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. It was just so much about Christ. And you think, well, Paul was a pretty busy guy. Yes, he was. But he was not going on missionary journeys out of this need to somehow make things happen. He was just simply out of a place of rest. Jesus has done everything. I just want to follow him. June 3rd, Sunday morning, I was praying like I usually do. I get up early and I pray through the message and I do some tweaking, and I just try to listen to what the Spirit wants me to say as after it's percolated for a weekend. And really interesting, I was praying, and God gave me this picture. It was really interesting. It caught me dead in my tracks, actually. This picture of me in this cell. And it was like a circus cell, like you'd imagine a tiger or a lion in this barred cell, and I'm in this cell, and the door is open, and the word I got, you're free to go. I'm like, what? And just like any picture, when God gives us a picture, we wait. It's not the whole picture. It's an invitation to ask for more. And I was like, Lord, what does that mean? You've set me free. Why have I not walked out of these prison bars before now? And it just so got me. Not in a place of fear and anxiety. The door is open. You're free to go. And I was like, oh, Lord, what does this mean? So a few days later, I shared my picture with Kenda. And she literally stopped in her tracks, mouth gaping open. Absolutely flabbergasted. And I'm like, what's the deal? I know it was a big picture, but like, what? Why is this? And she said, she had just come back from spiritual direction training in Seattle. And the final message from the fellow that kind of led their 5 days together gave this message out of Acts 12, this very text. And his comment was, he said, I wonder how many Christians have been set free, but they're still in the cell. They're still living as if they're enslaved. They still actually haven't walked out and are living as free people. And so she left this retreat wondering, Lord, am I still in the cell? What are you saying to me? And then I had this picture 2 days before she got the message of the same thing. Isn't that amazing? I love it when God speaks that way. Sometimes I wonder, okay, God, you can be a little clearer. What exactly do you mean here? But I have a hunch that it's relating to this. And you come from a need to control your environment. The bars. Got to make sense of everything. It's up to me to keep safe. This fear that if I live free, then if I'm not in somehow control of my own spiritual journey, then I'm going to fall, I'm going to mess up, I'm going to... Maybe stepping out of those bars, the need to control, is freedom. Say, oh God, I'm so free. It's not up to me. I can just be who you created me to be. And begin to live out of that place of freedom. I'm not finished with that picture yet, nor is Kenda, but I have a hunch that it's not just for us, it's for you guys too, and that's why I wanted to share it. We want to be a people who are not just living in the bars with the door open, but actually stepping out and living out our freedom. Isn't that true? You're free to go. I wonder what you're longing for. Maybe there's this freedom that you are longing for. God's done a good work in you, is doing a good work in you, but you're still longing for greater freedom. Can you trust that God's going to get you there? And maybe when I'm trying really hard to make that happen, I actually get in God's way and I can't see movement and change. Maybe stepping out of the way actually allows the Spirit to do what He and only He can do. Again, the focus is not on our faithfulness, it's on Christ's faithfulness. When Jesus cried from the cross, "It's finished," He meant what He said. Here's three ways, very quick, how this is changing my posture. First, it's changing the way I pray and the way I approach God. As a pastor, sometimes I can carry a lot of weight and pressure that I need to pray, and I want to be a pastor who prays for his people, and I do pray for you. Sometimes I can actually carry the heavy weight of I need to pray more, I'm not praying as much as I should. I can carry that. But I find that now, out of this place of rest, I sit in my office and I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just present to the Lord and what He's done. My focus is His faithfulness, and I'm just basking. I'm just resting. He's done it. He's doing it. It's not up to me. His good work in you is not dependent on me praying for... And it's just this place of rest. And out of that place of rest, all of a sudden I'm hearing Him leading me, giving me prayers to pray for each of you. And it's just flowing out of this place of rest. It's out of that place of rest I can get curious and I can say, God, what are you doing in so-and-so? Where is the evidence of your grace in them? And I pray in that direction. And it's less about me trying to make it happen, and it's more about just resting and trusting that He's at work. I find that my prayers and how I'm approaching God is changing. It's like I've entered into this place of rest. Have I arrived? No. Is there more that I can enter into? Of course. The second thing is that to focus, it's not focusing on all the ways I fail or I'm weak, but focusing on where God's grace is at work. So now, even praying for myself, I can say, God, where are you at work in me? I know the areas where you're not at work. I know. I am very familiar with those areas. But I'm going to just set those aside and trust that you're going to get to those things in due time. And I'm going to focus where your grace is already evident. I'm going to put my attention there and work with you rather than do my own thing over here. I'm going to trust that you'll get to that in due time. I'm just going to, right? Focus on God's space of grace, not on what God isn't doing, but what He is doing. And for some of you, that's a significant shift. Because what do? When we focus on all our weaknesses and all the areas that we're not faithful, who's the focus? You are. your eyes are not on Jesus, they're on yourself and all the areas that yet need to be healed and repaired and worked on and sanctified and holy, and now you become the focus. Now you are, it's self-worship. You're the one. But when we actually set that stuff aside and focus on who God is and His faithfulness, all of a sudden I begin to see evidence of His fingerprints in my life. And isn't it beautiful that the Father invites you into conversation? Oh, Father, you're doing that in me? How could I participate? Is there anything that you want me to respond to? Anything? And just listen. Follow His lead. And some of us who want control, we hear that and we go, oh, it can't be that good. It can't be that free. What about all those other... If you're focusing on all those areas that aren't healed and aren't holy yet, you are now living out of a place of fear that God isn't going to get there. Not trusting that He's going to get there, so I better. It's actually the opposite of faith. Faith is, I trust that you've done a good work, you'll take care of it, I'm just going to focus where you're focusing. That's living a life of faith, and that is living out of a place of rest. Third thing, changes how we view our neighbors. When we begin to see and look for evidence of God's grace in our neighbors and where the Father's at work, and we work with Him in that direction rather than making stuff happen, I think we actually begin to experience more traction, more inroads into people's lives. It's a more natural connection. There's perhaps those people actually begin to experience the church differently too. That when we engage with them, that's the first thing that we're not talking about and trying to poke at is their sin. But we're actually blessing them and saying, did you know that when you are like that, you're like God? When you care for the poor, you know where you get that from? You get that from, and all of a sudden they experience us as a people of blessing. Not a God who wants to somehow make them pay and repent. And now please hear me. When you focus on the work of God's grace in your life or in other people's life, as people walk that path and journey, they'll come across their sin. It's inevitable. But it's no longer the focus. His grace is. There'll still be a need to repent down the road, but it's not the focus. It's a byproduct. It actually flows out of this place of grace and rest rather than it's up to me. See the difference? Changes how we approach God. It changes how we approach ourselves, and it changes how we approach our neighbors. And so my prayer for all of us this Canada Day, this summer, this coming season, is that we would truly, more deeply than we ever imagined, enter into His rest. Celebrate the good work He's doing in you. And rest in Him. Amen. Thanks, everybody. Lots to chew on, hey? And so let's close in prayer, and then we'll kind of leave it open. If we don't need to rush away, if you want to come and talk, if you want to discuss with each other, point of connection on how you're growing, how you heard, what you heard from Jesus today. It's really good for us to share that with others. Matt? You can.